you and Joan there, Dan. We'll have to get together again one morning, one day, and, you know, I'll come meet you for some coffee. I'll drive out there to Lawrence Road or somewhere like that. I enjoyed that meeting up for a cup of coffee. That was a really enjoyable morning, and we'll have to do that again one morning. But we'll get together on that a little bit later. But I'll say 73 to you for now. You and Miss Joan have a wonderful evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow. And stay warm, stay safe, and stay dry. Somebody said there might be some frozen precipitation later in the week. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. But we'll talk at you a little bit later, Dan. Enjoyed it. 73.
Okay, man. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. And, yeah, they were talking tonight like there might be some ice or something and rain this weekend. And so I'm not looking forward to that, but I think maybe that the rain part looked like most of the rain was going to be below us down toward the Lawrence down that way, but it's subject to change. And that ice and stuff, snow moved down this way out of the mountain. Hopefully that's going to blow by us too there, because I don't care for that at all. But Gary, it's good talking to you. We definitely got to get together for a cup of coffee. And we'll do that real soon. So you take care. Tell me Joy was there. Hello, and y'all have a great time. We'll see you next time. KI4DOS, this is WB4FEE 73.
Be sure to tell Miss Joan we said hello, and y'all have a wonderful day tomorrow. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On the rec queue list is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today there, young man?
KI4DOS, KK4JBQ. Oh, we've had a fairly decent and regular day today. I suppose Donna was looking forward to a choir rehearsal tonight. And, of course, that changes all the way up through the day. That changes the day when he's looking forward to something at 7 in the evening. So we arranged a few things that we had planned, not thinking how they might fall. Goodness, what I have to say about today. Oh, let me say beforehand that I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation you had with Dan. He must be, I've never met Dan, but he must be a really nice fella. It was just real enjoyable. I sat here, I'm trying to stay warm. I got a blanket over me. I'm holding my cup of coffee. I'll hold it for a while, and then the coffee cup will get cold. And then I'll put it over here on the coffee cup warmer. Yeah. It takes all that to keep me warm. I guess in the last year or so, I've lost about 35 pounds, and most of that was insulation, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I wonder, that just brings up my thought, I wonder if perhaps you lost some weight during that convalescence and the workouts that you did.
Well, Larry, I can't lie to you. No, sir, I didn't lose any weight. According to my pretty little bride, Joy, I have an expanding community around my middle section, and she said I eat too much and I don't exercise enough. So I put on about 5 pounds or so, and I can tell it. You know, Yeah, I've heard people say, oh, I can tell if I put on 2 pounds or something of that nature. That's all you can't. Well, I put on about 5 pounds, and I can tell the difference. And it does make a difference to me. But I got a couple of bad habits. Joy calls it grazing. I graze all day. You know, I'll go into the kitchen, and I keep a can of half of cashews, you know, the cashew nuts. Keep those and, you know, little things like that. And I'll go into the kitchen and grab me a handful, and I'll be chomping on it when I come back into the other room. So I guess I got to quit grazing and just eat when I'm supposed to.
I'm agreeing with Joy, I think. I changed my eating habits. We changed eating habits about a year and a half ago. And I didn't have to get used to, a different schedule. But we both seem to have benefited from the grazing, as you would say. But it leaves me with a little loss of the insulation that kept me warm, I'm thinking. Because last winter and this one too, especially this winter, I'm just chilled all the time. And I'm not terribly active. I mean, one, if they're relegated to the house, you're not going to be doing a whole lot of activity. I mean, it doesn't take long to get from one room to another. And so in cold days like this, I'm not venturing out. It's been somewhere hovering in the 40s all day long, I think. Well, anyway, when I checked in earlier, I reminded myself of something when I said sleep tight. I reminded myself of something my granddad told me, and that is a sweet memory. I have to tell you that it's been a very long time since I recalled that time with him. He's been gone many years. He told me what it meant when people said sleep tight. And I just wonder if you ever heard what it means when people say to sleep tight.
I've heard that saying, I don't know. Seems like forever. My grandparents and my mom and dad both told me sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. If I can get that out. But I can't say that I don't know what they're talking about. I probably heard it, but I can't remember right off the top of my head.
Good one for you, and this comes directly from my grandpa, who would be over 110 right now if you were living. My parents and I stayed with, this is my dad's dad, stayed with them several nights over the years. And I don't think it was the first night I slept there, but my grandma, I called her Mama. I said, Mama, I'm going to go off to bed now, and you have a good night's rest. She looked at me and smiled, a smile that I will never forget. And she says, okay, honey, you go on and you sleep tight. And I didn't know what she meant by that. So as I passed my grandpa, I just stopped and said, and I called him Papa. I said, Papa, can you tell me what Mama just said? What she meant by that? She said to sleep tight. He said, well, son, let me tell you. And he took me by the hand. I was just a little boy. Took me by the hand and led me to what he called a bedstead. It was a bed, but he had made this out of locust wood. It's very strong. I mean, locust is what you make fence posts out of. And, you want your bed to be sturdy, right? So this was a bedstead. And he turned the mattress, which was nothing but stuffed, I don't know what they used, rags, feathers, anything they come to. It was just a big pillow laying on there. It was nice and soft, I got to say that. But he turned that thing back and he said, what do you see? And I said, Dad, it looks like, or Papo, it looks like a trampoline. He said, no, son. He said, that bedstead was made, so many years before you were born. And I made it myself. And he said, take a look at this. And he showed this big, it was almost a spike, about as big as a gutter nail, you know, the nails they use to hold guttering onto a house. And that was through one, pretty much made out of logs, Gary. But it went right through there and then turned back onto the wood, making a loop on the inside of the bed. And they were all around the thing. And then it was woven with a kind of a cord rope, you know. And then that was what the mattress sat on. So what he was telling me then is that when you say to sleep tight, it means that you check your bed before you go to sleep, and you turn the mattress back and see if that it amounts to kind of a hammock sling, you know. Because it was woven kind of in diamond shapes, little knots here and there and all around, and there was a place where you could pull on the head of the bed and the foot of the bed. There was a place you could pull and then tie it around this way, that way, to keep it tight. So that's what they mean. Sleep tight means to tighten up your mattress before you turn in. I will never forget that, and I'm so happy, I guess, to think of him again. KK4JBQ.
Not heard it exactly like that, but I had heard something similar, very similar. And my grandparents actually had a feather bed, and that's what I slept in most of the time when I was up at my granny and granddaddy's. I asked my granddaddy, I said, well, how do you get in there and get comfortable? He said, I'll take care of you. And he'd pick me up and toss me right into the middle of that bed. And that old feather mattress would poof out, and then they'd come up and almost cover me up. And you didn't need a whole lot of covers because you stayed pretty warm when I was little. Now, when I got bigger, of course, everything spreads out, and then you spread out as well. But Granddad always turned that mattress back and looked at underneath it, and I didn't know what he was doing, I guess, and I didn't think to ask him. But later in life, I found that out, that that's the reason he was doing that. And they had a, I don't know what you would call it. I did know it one time, but my forgetter's working so good nowadays. It was a thing that looked like I'll call it a tourniquet for lack of better knowledge here and my thinking abilities. But it had rope wrapped around it, and what you do is you would twist this thing and then lock it back into place. And it did just that. It tightened everything up. So that brought back a lot of memories for me as well. But for folks that have never slept in a feather bed, if you ever get the chance, do it.
And when you do it, you will not ever forget. And that was so pleasant. And your conversation with Dan was so good to listen to. I enjoy. See, I think this goes back a long ways to that time in my life, too. I can remember going to sleep while the big people, I would call them, the older folks, the adults, in another room would still be sitting and talking away into the wee hours sometimes, you know. Especially when my dad and my granddad got together. So, anyway, I would go to sleep listening to their conversation. Now, I didn't understand much of the conversation, of course. Later, as I was growing up, I went to sleep with a radio, listening to an AM radio, one of those with the tuning. The tuning eye, I'm not sure it was an actual tube. It was only there to show the signal strength. It would open and close. It's a tuning eye is what they called it. You're probably familiar with it. But anyway, I'd lay there and listen to that radio set until I went to sleep. It became a habit. And anymore, I mean, even today, I will listen to the radio. It'll still be on in the morning. If I can find a talk radio station, I can't listen to music. No, I get too involved in the whole music thing. But as people's conversations lull me to sleep, does that sound right?
That sound right, Larry. When I was little, then the grumps, we called them, the grown-ups, would be talking get up to my granddad's, and they'd want to go out on the porch and make music, and I'd go to sleep listening to that or something of that nature. I try not to listen to much anymore. I don't need it that much to help me go to sleep. I've got a cassette tape. I think it's a cassette tape. I can't remember where I got it, but it's got thunderstorms and trains. It gives a low train whistle, like he's far away, you know, and you hear the thunder and the rain and water coming down. And if I'm having a very restful, not a restful night, you know, if I'm here, if I'm restless, I'll turn that tape on a little bit, and I guess it's like a certain kind of white noise or something of that nature. I don't know what color you'd put on it, but it puts me to sleep pretty quick. I don't listen to that too often anymore.
I'm pleased to hear that you have no difficulty. My mind races. It seems like it's in a constant turnover. You know, things are, I call it a Rolodex. And there are people listening, Gary, who may not understand what a Rolodex is. That just occurred to me. But I need something to slow my mind down, to put it in a place where I can let go of consciousness. It's not, some people say that practically the same thing, and they're troubled. I'm not troubled. It isn't that. It's just that my mind just keeps going. So to relax it, I can see how the cassette tape would work for you. Listening to a distant AM radio station drift in and out. Oh, I just love that. It's nostalgia for me. It's not. It's no problem. and I don't get involved. You know, I listen to talk stations if I can find them. Music just makes me wiry. You know, really does. But I can listen to talk, and for a minute or two, I do focus on what they're talking about. But then, I just go. I'm just gone. And, you mentioned to hear a train whistle. I grew up in a mill village. My mom and dad worked in a cotton mill, and there was a village built around the mill. And we had a little place there. And I can remember so well. Now this is really odd that a little boy, preschool, you know, and here I am in my 70s, and I can remember lying awake and listening to the train on a track. I couldn't hear the track noise, but I could hear the train whistle, and I'd listen to that, and oh, how lonely it does sound. I think, who was it, Hank Williams said, "It's so lonely I could cry." That's part of the lyric. Listening to a lonesome whippoorwill, you know. Anyhow, just reminiscing. No harm in that. Gary, thank you for a good little bit of conversation. And thank you for the conversation you had with Dan. I can't get over that. I just enjoyed that so much. You have yourself a good night's rest, won't you? And I hope the same for everybody out there. I sure appreciate you being there and calling the net one more time. This is KK4JBQ. I will turn it back to you. 7-3.
Thanks for the reminiscence about Sleep Tight. I hadn't thought about that in eons and eons. And talk about my grandkids a lot, and I didn't get to be around them a whole lot when they were little bitty tiny, except one of them, he stayed with us for a couple of weeks, and his mom was wore out, and we got to keep him, but he was like our child then. I won't get into that. But anyway, we had a good time, and thanks for bringing back some memories that I hadn't thought about in a long time. Hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful, wonderful day tomorrow. Y'all stay warm and stay dry. I know the rain's supposed to be coming, so we'll do the best we can over on this end. And hopefully we'll get back together maybe next week, same time, same station. So you have a wonderful evening. Tell Donna we said hello, and we will talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check-in N4. NLR, November 4. Nothing like the radio. Yeah, I caught part of the conversation Jim Lane was talking about. And I had a radio that had one of them tubes that y'all was talking about. Showed the strength of the single. And best I remember, they call it an AFC, automatic frequency control. Supposed to keep the FM station from drifting in some shape or fashion or form. And I had an old radio like that. So, enjoy listening, y'all. Go and check me in and out, I guess, Gary. Okay? I'll be around for a minute or two. N4, NLR.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. I'm at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4, NLR, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And, Jim, I had one of those as well. You know, a long time ago, we didn't have FM radio stations. All we had was AM. But late at night, the propagation was just fantastic. You know, I could sit here probably be laying in bed with a transistorized type AM radio and listen to places like Oklahoma just all over the country. And then they started coming along with other things and did away with that, but we really enjoyed the old radios that we had a long time ago.
I remember we had a radio station here in Greenville, WQOK, I think that was his call, and they played the top 40 hits pretty much all the time, and it was an AM station, so I listened to that for many, many years, and also when it signed off on 1440 AM, when it signed off, you could hear all kinds of other stations drifting in from, goodness knows, everywhere. And also, I was talking about here, you had a cassette saying you had a train whistle in the distance. Nowadays, they got a baby monitor or some sort. It has the white noise on it, has rain noise, and all kinds of little odds and ends. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but that will replace your whistle, I guess. Yeah, her little train whistle in it, but that's a nice thought.
But for familiar with the baby monitors that have that stuff on them now, but when my children were small, and my youngest is 45 now, my wife has a beautiful singing voice. She hasn't used it a whole lot in the recent past. In the distant past, she used it a lot. But she sang to our kids, and she'd sing them to sleep at night, and I'll sing it to them while they were getting their baths and all kinds of different times during the day. But she has sung them to sleep more times than one, and I guess that's that her voice and the tone that she was singing put them to sleep. I remember, when I was little, that nobody sang to me pretty much. But like I said, I've heard my grandparents and some of my aunts and uncles and my aunts and uncles and cousins and kin folks and all of that. They'd be out on the porch making music, and they'd make music, and people don't know what that means. If you don't know what making music is, listen to some good old bluegrass, where they just playing a banjo or a guitar or maybe both, or a set of spoons or something of that nature. And they get out there and have a good time. But that was my white noise, Jim. The older folks talking or listening to them make music when I was little bitty. And then later I got that, later in my life, I got the white noise that I listen to occasionally. But I hadn't heard that they've got that for baby monitors and stuff now. But it doesn't surprise me some, if it worked for us, it should work for the kids nowadays, right?
That's correct. Yeah, let's see, I'm trying to remember what all they had on it. I know I had the white noise on it, and I had the rain, and it seemed like I had something else. I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, you can buy them in most stores for about $20, and that's all they are, man. Just something to make noise and helps the baby go to sleep. It works real well. So, but you're talking about the music and everything. My dad used to play the guitar, and I always asked him to play the boogie woogie. I don't know why, but I guess I always liked it when I was a kid. Today I still do, but it was nice to have older folks around to play music. Every now and then my Uncle Richard would come up from Greenwood, or actually I think it was 96, which is right on the outskirts of Greenwood. Come up and bring his guitar. My dad dragged out his guitar and got out there and do some music in the living room, and that was very enjoyable. And like you said, it's more like bluegrass music, but not quite the same, but it was real good music. Go ahead.
I mind. I asked my uncle. My uncle played the banjo. He played five-string banjo, and I asked him one time, I said, How can I learn to play the banjo? He said, I'm going to tell you the best way to learn to play a banjo. I said, okay. He said, get you a banjo and wait till it's full of the moon. He said, you go out on a dirt road at dusk and you start picking that banjo, and when the sun comes up, you'll be able to play it.
Do that. Because I love banjo music too. I guess I just grew up on music like that, so I always liked the banjo and the fiddle, and I tell you, another instrument I like is the mandolin. So, a lot of feedback on music and everything. Like years ago, I think Don Lawson was one of the top notch bluegrass bands years ago. Of course, he's probably still get his CDs and get some music, but I always liked Don Lawson. He was real good.
I grew up with all kinds of different music. I told several people that, you know, I can listen to just about any kind of music, from bluegrass to light opera. But don't give me none of this rap music that the kids listen to now. I can't stand that. I guess I'm just getting old, Jim.
This is N4NLR. Yeah, I don't care with the rap music either. I mean, you know, this yo stuff and yo man, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I just don't really bowl me over at all. Rap music is just something that I've never had really took a liking to, but anyway. I tell you, another artist that I liked, you know, a lot when I was a kid, and I guess I can probably think on the radio station around Greenville here. Years ago, and this is when I was a kid, this is many moons back, WESC Radio had country music on 660 on the AM dial, but on the FM side, which was 92.5, they played other music. And it wasn't like, you know, music that we always call longhand music. It was just some good group of people. And I found artists like Floyd Kramer, the Nita Kerr Singers, and a variety of others that were, I really liked a lot. And I mean, I was only about 10, 11 years old, and everybody in school always thought I didn't like music, but I did like music, but the other kind of music. And I don't know, maybe I was sort of an oddball in school, Glenn.
I don't think you were not balling in school, Jim. It's like I used to tell people about my youngest son. He marches to a different drum. He can't even hear the one we got going. But we're all different, which is good. And rap music's okay if that's what you want to listen to. I don't have a problem with it. But don't play it so loud that you're forcing me to listen to it. I don't like going to a gas station or something of that nature and getting out to pump gas, and somebody comes in and they got theirs going over there and it's so loud I can't hear myself think. I don't know how they stand to sit in the car with it, but that's just me. I'll get off my soapbox there, but no, some of the old, I remember WESC 660 in Dixie very well. Grew up with them as well. Gosh, we had some good radio stations and lots of good music to listen to. And now they got most of the stuff on AM. It's hard to find music on there anymore. The last time I was on AM, found a lot of talk stations, but I didn't find a lot of music.
I say, on AM now, you don't really find music like you used to years ago, so had to flip over to FM and find something that you might like there. But I mean, talk shows are fine, but I mean, I'd listen to them for a few minutes and sort of get their viewpoints on what they're talking about, but I sort of like you, I mean, a couple of minutes about all I can stand on a talk show. I want to talk about stuff that I hate to say that, but they don't interest me whatsoever, so now that's the time to change frequencies.
That's the beauty of radios that we've got in the cars and our vehicles now and in the house and everything else. If we don't like what we're listening to, there's a big old knob over there. All you got to do is turn it or push a button, and it'll go someplace else. Of course, all of my radios, my ham radios, my AM, FM radios, my TV, all that's got an idiot switch, I call it. If I don't like what's on, I can't find nothing on there for what I like, you push that ON, OFF button. It's on, off, and you can turn it from the on position to the off, and you won't hear anything come out of that piece of equipment. So I use that quite frequently.
100%. Yeah, if you don't like it, you can always just click it in the off position. That's true. Well, yeah, I'm going to get on out of here and let you finish up with the net and all that. I don't know, probably about down to the last minute here. I know I'm coming in a little bit late. But anyway, enjoy talking to you. Just saw like a few comments. Hadn't really got on here very much lately for chewing the rag with anybody. But anyway, enjoy talking to you. I'll let you finish up in the net and maybe round up another station or two. But enjoy talking to you again. We'll check in with you on the next go-round. This is N4NLR.
Well, I appreciate you coming in there and saying a few words to us. I hadn't talked to you like that in a long time. We'll say 73 to you for now. You and the family have a wonderful day tomorrow and rest of the week. And hope y'all the year goes well for y'all and everybody else out there in Radio Land. So y'all take care, and we'll say 73 for now. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. That's about going to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 56 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of rider's crap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.